Did you know that we had a daily news show that covers all things Eastern Townships? That you had a place where your voice can be heard? Well, you are tuning in right here, right now, on CIDI 99.1 FM. And we sure hope that you enjoy today's episode of Townships Daily News Bits, and I am your host, Taylor McClure. On today's show, I had the opportunity of chatting with Don Joyce, a residential real estate broker here in the area, who dived into some statistical data to highlight the evolution of the Brome-Missisquoi real estate market from around 2011 to 2022. This data was compiled using the Census Statistics of Home Sales from 2010 through to December 2022. So Don, I just wanted to thank you so much for reaching out to CIDI and for being willing to highlight the evolution of the real estate market here in Brome-Missisquoi. It's really appreciated.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.
Now, I know that you're a real estate broker here in the area, and you reached out to CIDI last week wanting to highlight, as I mentioned, the evolution of the real estate market in Brome-Missisquoi after having an article published in the Townships Weekend that dived into the subject. So I'll just start off by asking you why you thought it was important to highlight the subject for the Brome-Missisquoi region.
As a real estate broker, you would not believe how many people are really interested in what's going on in our market. I think everybody, you know, a large percentage of our population own their homes, a large percentage of our population, that may be their biggest single investment. So everyone has a very keen interest, and I never at a loss for things to talk about. People always have questions about what's happened and what could happen in the future. I think it's very timely now, because as we come out of the pandemic, things are starting to settle and shake out, and people are a little bit concerned.
Now, in the article for the Townships Weekend, you looked at some statistics between 2011 and 2022. As you said before the interview, what better place to start than looking at statistics? So
yes.
Let's start off by looking at pre-pandemic statistics. So basically 2011 to 2019, what stood out to you the most about the Brome-Missisquoi real estate market during this time? What sort of pattern did you take notice of?
So it was a very slow and gradual climb. So from 2011 till, you know, even into the first quarter of 2020, it was a very, very gradual, you know, little bit by little bit, the market crept up. So if you look at it from a percentage wise, the average home went up by about 23%. Over those 10 years. So not a, you know, it's a good solid growth, but it's nothing, you know, out of the ordinary. Everyone was kind of used to it, and it was almost predictable.
Now, what sort of impact did the COVID-19 pandemic? You know, you said the first quarter, things kind of changed the same, but as we all know, the real estate market began to change eventually.
Yes. Yes, yes. And I think there are some key indicators in there. The first one was the number of homes on the market in Brome-Missisquoi. If I look at before the pandemic, we had an average of about 600 homes for sale. But by the end of the pandemic, we were down to pretty close to 200 homes available. So, you know, the market of available homes shrank considerably because people were looking. And the other things that changed were, in the past, it would take almost close to a half a year, 129 days on the market for a house to sell. But through the middle of the pandemic, that had dropped to 57 days. So it was, 51 days. Now, that was really, it showed how much the buyers were really chasing the available homes. And the other thing, which is completely unheard of, is in the past, people were selling their homes probably about 5% under listing, you know, through the pandemic, they were going for 5% above listing. So a complete reversal of the market from a buyer's market previously to a seller's market through the pandemic.
Now, what sort of factors were at play here? Can you comment on maybe perhaps some of the reasons behind that dramatic change?
I don't have any statistical data to base this on, but just my conversations with other real estate brokers who saw what was happening through it. And I think the easiest way to describe it was almost like a feeding frenzy. People were afraid that they were getting priced out of the market, and they just followed the prices up and up to the point where, you know, it became bidding wars. You know, very good for the people that were selling, very stressful for the people that were buying. So, you know, when the government started to increase interest rates to put the brakes on inflation. I think it just was put a, you know, a very heavy calming influence on the market.
The pandemic is still here, but when I read your article, like you just mentioned, it seems that things are slowly making our way out of this trend in boom, Mrs. Kwan. There's real estate starting to find a little bit more balance here again. So could you comment on this for our listeners and what people may see from the real estate market here in the region or in the future?
So we're starting to see the pendulum starting to swing a little bit further back. So the average, the number of homes on the market is starting to creep up, as is the time to sell. So it seems as though we're reverting back to the way it was before the pandemic, where it was a more balanced market and not having people fueling the real estate market thinking that, you know, they were losing their last chance at getting a home in Brome, Missisquoi.
And I wanted to ask you as well, Don, I should have asked you this at the beginning, but it piqued my interest in the middle of the interview. Where did you happen to find this statistical data about Brome, Missisquoi, if anyone's interested in perhaps going to check that out as well?
Unfortunately, they won't be able to, because I got it from the Centra system, and it's one of the systems that certified brokers have access to. So I was able to go in and run the statistics. Any of the data that you'll see in any articles or whatnot that reference the Centris data are all pulled from an amalgamation of the homes that are sold by real estate brokers in Quebec.
Okay, great. That was what I was interested in, because I had no idea where you would have came across this information.
it's just a compilation of everything that had been sold by brokers over the last 12 years.
Okay, and this encompasses all real estate agencies in Brome, Missisquoi?
This is all of the full service brokers who belong to the Canadian Realtors Association. When they list a home, it goes up on the Centris system, and from there, you know, clients can see them and talk to their broker about the homes that they want to see. But the actual data for what things have sold for and the statistics that go behind it, if you go see a broker, they can help and look at specific areas or specific trends, whatever happens to be your interest.
I don't know if there's anything else that you wanted to highlight, Don, that you think would be important that came out of your research and what you found within the statistics that you think would be important for people to know or to be informed of to better understand the market that I may not have touched on in my questions.
Yeah. I guess the first thing is we've referenced the article. If people don't happen to receive the Townships Weekend, I've posted it on my Facebook. So if anybody wanted to look up Don Joyce Osama, you could pull down the full article. But I think the big thing to note is, and we saw it, you know, second, third, and fourth quarter of last year, is that the median price had started to stabilize through the second quarter. And then the median price is the price of that house that's dead in the middle between, you know, the least expensive and the most expensive. The Brome, Missisquoi market is skewed. We have a lot of very expensive homes that pull up the average, so the average is overly inflated. The median price is pretty much what I consider the average price right in the middle. That's been fairly stable for the last three quarters. I'm looking forward to seeing what the first quarter of 2023 shows. But I think the froth has come off at the top end, but we have seen stability for the last three quarters for the average home. So I think if people want to take anything away, there's not going to be the major swings that we saw in the past, and that things are going to stabilize.
And as a real estate broker, you know, I'm sure that you were mentioning before how people felt like this was their last chance to buy a home. Interest rates were, like, the price of homes were up and everything else. So I'm sure that you had some clients that came with concerns to you as well as a real estate broker about this.
It all comes back to economics, supply and demand. The more people that we have chasing fewer homes, the higher the prices are going to go. And once that the stability seems to return, people can take the time to really, you know, look for the home that they want in the area that they want and get their finances in order. Because, you know, there are indications that we may be through the interest rate hikes, and that the government will roll them back slowly as inflation comes under control. You know, it may be now, it may be in 3 months, it may be in 2 years, but eventually that that stability will come back, barring any force majeure in the world, which there could always be. I think we're probably going to fall into the same pattern that we had for the 10 years prior.
Well, thank you so much, Don. And I know that you wanted to you're going to continue following up on this subject. And I really look forward to speaking with you again and for chatting with you about this subject. I really appreciate your time.
My pleasure, Taylor. It's always nice to chat.
Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.